Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Congressman, always an honor. Thank you so much on a day like this for joining us.
Yeah, thanks. And just to be clear with everyone, that's W-A-L-T-Z. That's T for Trump.
Well,
I did actually retire as a colonel. I did carry a weapon of war in an actual war.
You actually had a beard, too. I saw the beard in a picture, right?
And just to top it off, you know, I led a unit in the National Guard. I was the commander, and when we got called up, I actually went. So, just to make some important distinctions.
Well, feel free to use it. It was more my producer, but we're calling him the Great Walls of China for obvious reason that are involved here. But the president speaking today, and I know you did a conference on national security before we get more to walls, about the nuclear threat, Third World War. Immediately, we're going to hear these are just fear tactics. Give us an idea what you said today about Biden-Harris and national security.
Well, you're seeing what the world looks like when our adversaries no longer respect or even fear who's in the White House. And so it all started with the original sin of the despicable, disgraceful, and incompetent withdrawal from Afghanistan. By the way, that was going on 3 years ago this week. You will not hear a single mention, not one, not only of Afghanistan, but of the 13 Gold Star families this week at the Democrat National Convention. And once the world saw that, Putin got the green light, Xi got the green light, and Iran, the Ayatollahs, got the green light. And now we have the largest land war in Europe since World War II. We have Americans sitting hostage in the tunnels of Gaza. We have Iran's terrorist proxies as it's flush with cash because Biden is placating and appeasing Iran, launching its ring of fire around Israel, shutting down international shipping in the Suez Canal. China's increasingly threatening its neighbors. Don't forget the spy balloon that hovered over our most sensitive nuclear sites for days on end. And all of that, to top it all off and make you all want to drink a little bit more, a wide open southern border, and the media is already whitewashing that it was just a couple of months ago we had 8 ISIS operatives rolled up in 3 different cities that had come across our southern border as they were casing sites to hit on the anniversary of the Pulse nightclub attack from back in 2016, which happened then under Obama. So this is, what's amazing about the DNC where I am now is they're trying to pretend like this is day one of Harris. No, this is year 4 of Biden and Harris. And she has been thumping her chest and bragging that she was the last person in the room before Joe made these big decisions. Well, you own it now, sister. First and foremost, though, is we have the anniversary of the Abbey Gate bombing, the suicide bombing that took our 13 service members coming up this Monday. And, what a disgrace and what a disservice to those families.
Without a doubt. Now, with walls, you've kind of, just by your presence, push back effectively on this guy and what he has a habit of engaging in. But the China stuff is both bizarre and possibly creepy, but also incredibly serious when it comes to having a guy a heartbeat from the presidency saying they may not even be an adversary.
No, that's right. And Walls is the poster child for that old thinking that frankly was around on both sides of the aisle for a long time in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even the 2000s, that if we just kind of engage with them economically, if we're nice enough, that we share a lot of our technologies, we invest in them and allow them to invest in us, then they'll be good, responsible partners and actors, maybe competitors a little bit. Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. They have stolen our technology. They've stolen our IP. We've got greed in Wall Street investing not only in their economy, but in their defense industry, of all things, that our future soldiers and sailors are going to have to deal with. And by the way, as they buy up our food supply, our farmland, our pharmaceuticals, they plan to use all of it as leverage against us if we ever disagree with them. And don't take that from me as some kind of China hawk. Just listen to the chairman of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping, talk about it in his own words as he's telling his country to prepare for war, and he's talking about the decline of the United States and how he's going to replace free market capitalism with socialism with Chinese characteristics, is what he calls it, which is a techno-surveillance state over rebranded communism. And then you layer that, not only walls, did he for profit take dozens and dozens of trips and won't even describe him as an adversary, you've got Comrade Kamala talking about price controls right out of Hugo Chavez and Maduro, you know, in Venezuela's playbook, which has ruined what once was the most prosperous country in South America. We're watching this in real time, guys. I mean, this is happening, and we're 70 days away from making this decision with a media that just is obsessed with creating more of a feel-good movie. We're watching the pep rally happen here in Chicago than really talking about these issues, these problems, these threats, and who's best positioned to deal with it.
Yeah, I hope that, again, you know this, that national security and things of that nature usually get short shrift anymore in these presidential races. Not sure why the media drives that, but particularly with Harris, other than the Biden baggage she's involved in, we don't have any sense. My only sense of her is that she's an enemy of Israel. That's the sense that I get.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, she's going to throw out the throwaway line of, Israel has a right to defend itself. But what was her first act as the presumptive nominee? To boycott the prime minister of Israel's address to Congress, to leave that chair empty. What was her second act? To chastise him on the international stage during his sit down with her. And what does Iran and China and Russia see? They see the more daylight they and these terrorist organizations see between the United States and Israel on the global stage, the more emboldened that they are. So I do think what is clear, despite the fact she won't sit down for an interview with anyone, is that this appeasement first, concessions first approach will continue. What is also clear is that their number one priority with China is not going to be containing, competing, defeating. It's going to be it's going to be climate change. Which they are going to use exactly to their advantage all day long. So I think a number of things are clear. The wide open border will certainly continue. This is year four for Harris, not day one.
Parting question for you. You're in Chicago, DNC, observing this. What did you think last night? Mrs. Obama particularly set me off on the wealth inequality issue. And they have three homes that are $10 million plus. God bless. But how do you get to lecture continuously? I'm sure it frustrates you. You're a no-nonsense guy. Let's debate the policy. Well, how do you have $75 million and you lecture Mike Waltz and Dom Giordano about income inequality?
Yeah, that's right. Or, this kind of sneering mocking about, quote, black jobs. Well, look, the data is clear. The majority of jobs that African Americans fill are in hospitality or in retail or in food service or kind of, delivery or manual type jobs. Well, what is right, what we're seeing for illegal immigrants take, and you hear this from people on the street and from business owners, are those types of jobs. So don't try to play the race card with that. There is real economic disruption going on with 20 million people flowing in, and when you see these migrants at their schools, when you see them at the community centers, and when you see them taking those types of jobs, that's why I think you've seen black men in particular coming over to the Trump campaign. But just, they're just playing those kinds of cards. And what they did, which I think they accomplished their mission, was to try to draw a wall between Biden and sent him off packing. In the middle of the night, no doubt, and try to hit the reset button with Kamala and with the rah-rah fest that we're seeing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, they engineered this political coup, and last night was part and parcel for it. And by the way, Trump has been mentioned over 100 times any of those other issues, economy, inflation, border, crime, single digits. This isn't serious. It's not. This is fake.
Congressman, thank you. Thanks for your service on so many fronts. And you are top notch to be on the Trump campaign. I'd love to see a debate with you and the other walls.
I'll leave that to JD, and I have confidence in that Marine to point out how liberal he is and the fact that he just nothing against his service. I have everything against him lying about it.
Exactly. Thank you, Congressman.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.